Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has spoken with his Russian counterpart for the first time since the invasion of Ukraine. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports Austin pushed for an end to the war.
Secretary Austin stressed the importance of keeping lines of communication open between the U.S. and Russia and urged an immediate ceasefire in the conflict, which has devastated Ukraine since February. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Russia continues to send more troops to Ukraine, but with some setbacks.
We have indications that morale continues to be an issue inside certain Russian units. We continue to have indications that the Russians have not overcome their command and control and their unit cohesion issues.
Kirby also said if Congress doesn't act next week to approve more funding, there may be an interruption in the flow of crucial U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
A lawyer for American basketball star Brittany Griner says a Russian court has extended her pretrial detention for another month. She's been locked up for nearly 3 months after being detained at a Moscow airport. Officials claim that vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis were found in her luggage. She's charged with drug smuggling. In New Mexico, the largest of several wildfires continues to grow. From member station KUNM, Alice Fordham reports people are worried about the water supply.
In the city of Las Vegas, New Mexico, Mayor Louis Trujillo is relieved that the gigantic Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire has been kept away from city limits. But he is concerned about the only municipal water source, the watershed of the Gallinas River. It runs through a forested area where the fire has blazed.
There's been areas that have burned, of course, and so the next thing that follows is rain, right? And then mudslides or debris entering the Gallinas River.
Local officials in northern New Mexico also worry the vital Eagle's Nest Reservoir could be contaminated by ash and debris. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham in Santa Fe.
President Biden is urging state and local leaders to make greater use of the American Rescue Plan, which allocates billions of dollars to fight crime. Quentin Lucas is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. At a Rose Garden event yesterday, he says the money has saved his city.
If we think back just a few years, we had a challenge of tight budgets and rising crime. The American Rescue Plan has filled an important and vital gap for us. In Kansas City, if not for the American Rescue Plan, officers would have lost their jobs, salaries would have been frozen, and our city would have become more dangerous. Instead, we have been able to invest in a number of vital and important areas.
A Gallup poll shows worry about crime and violence in the U.S. is at the highest level since 2016. This is NPR News from Washington. A hearing was held in federal court in Louisiana yesterday on whether President Biden may end emergency pandemic restrictions on migrants seeking asylum. 24 states have sued to stop the lifting of such restrictions, known as Title 42, scheduled to end May 23rd. If you've just tested positive for COVID-19 and you have risk factors for serious illness, there are now ample treatments available that could help you recover more quickly. NPR's Ping Huang has more.
More than 700,000 courses of Paxlovid are available in pharmacies around the country. The 5-day pill course from the drug company Pfizer is the top recommended treatment for mild to moderate COVID. Dr. Meg Sullivan with the Department of Health and Human Services says for some COVID patients, it could help prevent hospitalization and death.
So individuals who are at increased risk due to their age or due to one or more clinical risk factors are considered eligible and should be having that conversation with their doctor, even ideally before they test positive, to talk about it, to talk about why they should consider it.
The pills have to be started within 5 days of symptom onset. To get a prescription, you need a positive COVID test and a consult with a healthcare provider to review your risks and medications. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Abortion rights advocates are planning rallies in all 50 states this weekend after indications the Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, which established the right to an abortion. Tens of thousands of demonstrators are expected in Washington, D.C. today for a march on the Supreme Court building. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.